One day, the shoemaker's wife said, "We are very lucky. We have no so many pairs of shoes made for us. But how can we find out who is doing all the work?" "We will stay awake tonight," said the shoemaker. "Then we will see who is coming to help us." So the night after the shoemaker had cut the leather, he and his wife went upstairs. They sat and watched and waited. Then at midnight, the shoemaker and his wife had a great surprise. They saw two tiny elves climb in the window and jump down onto the table. The elves ran to the leather and began to stitch. When they had finished making the shoes, the elves disappeared out the window. The shoemaker's wife said, "The little elves have made all those shoes for us. But what can we do for them?" "The elves have very ragged clothes," said the shoemaker. "Yes, they did," said the shoemaker's wife. "I could make some new clothes for them." So the shoemaker's wife stitched all day, and be mindful, she had made new clothes for elves. The shoemaker found some soft leather, and he made two pairs of tiny shoes. "Let us put the clothes here on the table, where the elves will see them," said the shoemaker's wife. Once again, the shoemaker and his wife saw the little elves come in through the window at midnight. The elves ran to the clothes and put them on. They laughed and danced together on the table. Then, with a hop and jump, they disappeared out the window and were never seen again. And the kind shoemaker and his wife lived happily ever after, making beautiful shoes just as the elves had done.